include an offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
She's got the news. She talks with newsmakers. She encourages us to laugh, and she cries with us. Speaking truth to power and questioning authority daily, it's the Nicole Sandler Show.
Oh, my God. All right, so it's only 20 minutes to 4. Obviously, I'm on the air early today because I'm sitting here watching the Capitol under siege. Donald Trump has set his minions loose, told them to come to Washington, D.C. today and be wild. You think this is what he meant? The coup is live. And yes, I'm early because of this. Let me just bring up, I've got CNN on the side camera here. Let's bring
this
it up.
Insurrection? This is rebellion.
Pro-Trump mob is now not only surrounding the Capitol, but they were inside. There are pictures of these terrorists sitting behind the desk where the Senate president sits on the Senate floor. There was an armed standoff, shots fired into the House chamber. You see the picture now. Finally, there are some cops out there because there weren't any for the longest time, and they are fighting as these people, I don't know what to call them, they're certainly not protesters, are attempting to break into the Capitol. They're going through windows into the Capitol. This picture that's showing right now is the entrance to the House chamber where there were shots fired. There was an armed standoff at the House of Representatives. This is all on Donald Trump. Every single bit of this is on Donald Trump. And there are all kinds of reports. I'm going to pull. You're going to see. All right. Let me change the screen if you're watching on YouTube and share with you some of the tweets that I flagged. I'm going to keep this up in the background just so I can hear what's going on. The Pentagon denied the request to deploy the National Guard to the Capitol to deal with the coup riot that Trump incited. But, and let me show you this picture. Hold on, I'm going to bring this screen. You know what? You're just going to see my shared screen. It's okay. This was the scene outside the Capitol when there were Black Lives Matter protests this summer. They put up armed National Guard members in camouflage up on the Lincoln Memorial to protect what? Property from peaceful protesters? While this is what's going on today. Armed insurrectionists, rioters, who broke into the Capitol with their guns drawn. And this is going on? I'm beyond myself. I mean, we knew this was going to happen today, right? I ran out of sound. I ran out of sound. No, I didn't. I'm still. I don't know. Are you guys not hearing me? They hauled Pence out early. I don't know what that means, Kate. I don't know what you mean. I ran out of sound. Because I think we still have sound going here. Okay, well, now we have sound going, I know for sure. They took Pence out through the underground tunnels to get him to safety. And then they evacuated all the members of the House and the Senate who were not in they had split apart because as they were going through the states, they got all the way to Arizona before somebody asked... before somebody objected to the certifying the Electoral College vote count, and then the way the rules go is they break off. Anytime a state there's an objection in a state, they go through every one of the 50 states, and as they get to each one along the line, when they if they get a House member and a senator to object, well then. then they have to break off. Each chamber debates the objection for up to 2 hours. Then they come back, or they vote in their chambers and then come back, and either they, you know, and it'll be shot down because the House wouldn't pass it. So they were on Arizona, the very first one. This could have gone on for 24 hours. The rate they were going, it probably would have. And then this happened. I am blown away. All right. Chuck Diesel on YouTube says the Washington Post has just reported that the D.C. National Guard will be deployed under the order of Trump. Well, mighty nice of him. Did you see what he tweeted out a little while ago? That piece of shit chicken asshole actually tweeted. The last thing he tweeted was 34 minutes ago. And he wrote, I'm asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. Remain peaceful. Have you seen what's going on there? No violence. These are your people, Trump. You told them to go there and be wild. You incited violence. You incited a coup. And all the people who have had your back. Oh, and then he continues. No violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order.
Bullshit.
Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you. Really? So then they try to, Nancy Pelosi tries to get the National Guard out and is refused? Refused? This is a coup. Make no mistake about it. And Donald Trump should be arrested right now for inciting a riot, inciting violence, and inciting the overthrow of the government. I knew things were going to get bad today. That's why I implored everyone yesterday, please don't go. Please stay home. Please. And hopefully, people who are reasonable human beings stayed far away from that. I'm just beside myself. By the way, the phone lines are open. Should you care to talk? I mean, this is why I went on early today, because frankly, I'm sitting here screaming at the, I've got different computer screens up. I have CNN on one. I had MSNBC on the other, but I appear to have lost their signal. I'm going to try to bring it back up again because it's nice to be able to go back and forth. I am just, again, knew this was going to be bad, but I had no idea it was going to go there. Actually, I kind of did, because it was bound to happen. These idiots think it's their God-given right to brandish guns, semi-automatic weapons. That's their right? No, it's not their right. But they think it is. And so they were taking these guns into the Capitol. They breached. How did they get past security? They got past. It's astounding. Just astounding. So anyway, I see there are a few of you already with us in the YouTube chat room, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you. 954-889-6410 is the phone number. I was busy earlier today because what I started doing, I'm watching the charade play out in the joint session of Congress to certify the Electoral College votes, and watching the Mike Pence try to play both sides of the fence. And then I understand he issued a statement right before he went into the chamber, and he said, you know, I'm not going to break the law. I'm going to do what's expected of me. But, you know, he still is like, we'll hear everybody out. We'll hear all the complaints. So, you know what? He gave in and said he's not going to do something that he didn't have the legal authority to do anyway. He didn't have the authority to do anything that these Neanderthals were asking him to do. That wasn't his job. That's not what he is charged with doing in this instance of what's supposed to happen today. So I pulled video, actually, from the past three times they have gone through this process of of Congress certifying the Electoral College votes. In 2001, it was Al Gore. That's right. 2001, it was Al Gore who had to go through this and knock down the Democratic House members who objected because there was no senator who would sign on to it. Same thing happened in 2016 after Trump's election. Now, in 2000, obviously there were problems with the election because of Florida, 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 Florida. And so a number of members got up and said, no, this is not OK. You can't do that. And but no, they couldn't get one Democratic senator to sign on and go along with this. Oh, the governor of Virginia dispatched the state police to the U.S. Capitol. Thank you, Governor Northam, Democratic governor from the state of Virginia, which is right next door to D.C. So he had the authority to do that. Sorry, I'm going to be disjointed today. I'm going to keep jumping back and forth. And again, if you want to get in on it, 954-889-6410 is the phone number. Or if you're on Skype, you can Skype to Nicole Sandler. So we're still seeing all these people on the steps of the Capitol just occupying the area. If they were black, if these were Black Lives Matter protesters, and if these people were people of color, can we talk about how many would be in on the floor dead by now? How many would have been shot? How much tear gas and rubber bullets would have been shot? Oh, and they're showing a desk in Congress, which one of these protesters obviously left a message on. It says, "We will not back down." And here's a picture of some rioter, terrorist, in a congressional office, lazing behind somebody's desk.
Rioter who has a broken.
Oh, they're in Nancy Pelosi's office. This is in Nancy Pelosi's office.
There with his feet up, leaving that.
Oh. My God, I'm not often speechless, but right now I'm kind of speechless.
It is a heavily fortified office. There are detail around
this guy. His face is on national television.
You can't just walk in to the speaker's office.
Well, somebody did.
Seeing a pro Trump demonstrator, someone who broken into this building with scores of other individuals.
Oh my God.
This individual coming into the speaker's office and saying, leaving that message for the speaker. Now, the speaker herself has just put out a statement along with a Senate Democratic leader saying, we are calling on President Trump to demand that all protesters leave the U.S. Capitol and Capitol grounds immediately. We're hearing some.
Oh, my God. And now I'm seeing Pam in the YouTube chat room writes, this attempt is not over. Kansas State House has been invaded by protesters. Again, these are not protesters. These are terrorists. These are insurrectionists. These people are guilty of treason, sedition, whatever other big words you want to throw around.
Appears to be secure at the moment.
Now they're saying the entire D.C. National Guard has been activated. Yeah, a little late, don't you think?
Where else they are at the building is a very big building, big complex. Remains to be seen, and whether the police can.
Five others injured. Unbelievable shooting in the Capitol.
It's a horrible, horrible situation that's unfolding here in Washington.
Okay, so that's CNN. Let's see what MSNBC is doing.
This sort of massive law enforcement footprint that Tom Winter was talking about. You know, we know Virginia is now sending in some of their National Guard and state troopers. The governor of Maryland just tweeted a few minutes ago that he's sending in some Maryland state troopers. And you can see, you know, the full force of the D.C. Metropolitan Police, of which every officer, I was told this morning, has been called up for duty today, are arriving here. And you're just starting to get a little bit of a sense here that this has been somewhat controlled, at least on the outside here. More and more of these rioters seem to be leaving the Capitol property. From where I can stand on the Russell balcony, I'm seeing groups of them, you know, in the fives and tens starting to
They're showing people in the chamber, frankly, the viewers chamber in what I'm thinking is the Senate gallery.
There's
down on the floor
core groups standing on top of the stairs. You know, I mean, in contact with some lawmakers. They're essentially all still locked down, not revealing their locations. And everyone here is just kind of waiting this out at this point as this additional law enforcement presence continues to gather. The city of D.C., by the way, is going to treat some of this tonight much like they did during some of the protests that turned...
But this is not a protest. This is a riot. This is a coup attempt. This is insurrection. Donald Trump, of course, threatened to employ the Insurrection Act against peaceful protesters. These people are anything but peaceful. These are the violent ones. This is happening in Washington, D.C., in January of 2021, because their guy lost the election? Are you fucking kidding me?
It's hard to say compared to this, but more dangerous even once the sun goes down.
Hey, Chuck Garrett, we saw a moment ago a protester on some scaffolding outside of the Capitol. We can hopefully show that video or the image again. Here it is. And I was wondering what exactly was going on there. Apparently, this is a rioter trying take down the American flag from the Capitol
and put up a Trump flag
with a Trump flag. Garrett, another question to you. Given that at least one explosive device has been found on Capitol Hill grounds, reasonably speaking, when can this process start up again?
That's a great question, and I think it'll be determined in large part by the Secret Service. I mean, the Capitol Police are very used to dealing with reports of explosive devices. They have their own bomb-sniffing dogs and so forth, but the Secret Service is kind of the gold standard in terms of how they handle their protectees. And, you know, I don't have experiences with bombs being left at the Capitol complex, but I would assume that what we're going to see here is a full sweep that's going to have to be conducted of, if not the entire complex, at least the areas...
That Capitol is uninhabitable for probably a couple of weeks because they breached security. They could have planted bombs. They could have planted anything there. That place has to be swept with dogs before anybody can be allowed back in there. This is frightening. Frightening.
A House member at the secure location tells our own Casey Hunt that members of both parties in that room cheered when Akeem Jeffries, Democrat, and Republican Liz Cheney both announced that the National Guard was on the way and that they would tell members when it was safe to return.
You think?
And then the members said, we will return to the floor and do our job.
No, they won't. They won't be allowed to.
There is no time.
Oh, shut up, Chuck Toad. Let's see what CNN is doing now.
Those are steps that may help a bit, but the challenge of leadership is to stand up to your people when they're doing something that is wrong and tell them they need to back down. And it begins with the president, but it's not just him. The people in that building who keep saying, let's appoint a commission to look again into allegations of election fraud that have been brought to more than 60 court cases across the country and rejected out of hand.
I'm sorry. What about all the allegations of fraud when they stole the election from Al Gore in 2000? When the Russians interfered in 2016? That, it wasn't legitimate to bring up. And say something. But because their guy lost, all of a sudden they cry fraud and they do this shit?
When they resume the debate about certifying Joe Biden's election as president, will some of these Republicans realize what they're doing is not only a fantasy, but it's a dangerous fantasy and they need to back down?
Yeah, we're told that the entire D.C. National Guard, thousands of troops here in the nation's capital, the entire National Guard has been activated.
Well, where have they been so far? What took them so long?
Has attacked the U.S. Capitol. Phil Mattingly is up on
Blitz. What took them so long?
More very disturbing information. What are you learning?
Yeah, Wolf, I was talking with a couple sources aligned with the Capitol Police who
are
trying to kind of walk me through what's occurred over the course of the last hour and a half.
Do tell.
One, they were, quote, simply overwhelmed. They did not expect that the outline barriers away from the Capitol building would be breached. Once those were breached, they were stunned that the protesters, in the words of this individual, that the protesters actually walked up the steps on both the House side, on the Senate side, and the center steps, and then were willing to break through the windows. Now, what's been going on inside the Capitol is a couple of things. The first priority for the Capitol Police and for law enforcement inside was to secure leadership, make sure they are in a safe place. I am told they are in a safe place, the leadership as well as the Senate Pro Tem, Chuck Grassley. I'm also told that based on everything that I've been talking to up to this point, all lawmakers are safe as well. They are in an undisclosed location. We are going to keep it that way for the time being. Now, the process is what's been, I think, most unusual as the Capitol Police have tried to get their arms around this, is how to actually get the protesters out of the Capitol building right now. They have been moving, kind of starting with the floors, the House floor and the Senate floor, trying to push
police have
the
some of them on the floor
into a single place. I'm not going to call them protesters. Push
no,
the rioters,
thank you.
Protesters
they're not protesters. And some John King on CNN called them gentlemen before. They are not gentlemen. They're not protesters. They're rioters. They're insurrectionists. They're seditionists. They're traitors.
Making progress with that, and it appears, according to my sources, that once that is complete, they will start to move in terms of what's going on the outside of the building. But, Wolf, I will tell you right now, from my vantage point on the east side of the Capitol,
you can
still see the steps on the Senate side, on the House side, and the center steps. You guys have camera footage of it as well. Are still packed with individuals, some of them still moving towards the doors right now. So as the words of one source of mine inside the Capitol, this is not under control yet, but we feel like we're starting to get our arms around it. Obviously, it's a very, very fluid situation.
Where were they? Why weren't they out there from the get-go? If this were a Black Lives Matter protest, they would have been lining the streets in their riot gear. This is the fault, first of all, of every single Republican who stood with Donald Trump and humored him through his insanity.
Or mobsters, they're going to be arrested. One thing about Capitol Hill...
Arrest every fucking one of them, and then arrest Donald Trump, because this is his fault. And then start arresting Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and all the other criminals who stood with him.
They will be going to jail, many of them, for what they...
What are you waiting for? Lock them up!
That they're heading for jail at some point down the road. Brian Todd, you're up there on Capitol Hill. I want you to be safe, but tell us what you're seeing.
Right, Wolf, I'll set the scene for you as we walk a little bit toward the center steps of the Capitol here on the east side, where the crowd on the actual steps themselves has thinned out a little bit in the last few minutes. Not as many people packed on the steps there. We saw two groups of riot gear clad police coming in about 20 minutes ago. Probably not more than about 30 of them.
Not enough.
They didn't come in with any sense of urgency,
not
but they did come
enough.
To the plaza, and they moved kind of toward the south that way a little bit. Again, but not with any sense of urgency. You've also seen Capitol Hill police up there on the balcony to the left.
And there's a troll in the chat room who just wrote, Trump 2020, some bullshit, civil war has begun. You do get the sense that whatever police have come... I am beyond.
Police and others on the west side. That situation has been very tense.
I reported him.
Earlier today, we saw a lot of flashbangs going off. So that got very intense as some people, as we've reported on CNN, have gotten injured as well. And at least one woman shot in the chest, very seriously injured.
We saw her being taken out.
Has been injured and taken to the hospital. But let's have our photojournalist Eddie Gross go past me here. And I can kind of set the scene, too. Look, this was the most densely packed set of stairs. This is the center steps of the Capitol on the east front. And as you can see, still a lot of protesters there. And they don't seem to be too worried. They may get pushed out of there soon. We don't know. We don't know when larger groups of police or National Guardsmen will show up here and what they're going to do when they do. But we can tell you that this crowd has thinned out a little bit. And Eddie, if you can just move to your right, to our right. You see some police over there on that side. That's the Senate side of the Capitol building. You see some police officers standing there. There were more people on that set of steps earlier, too, and going almost up, you know, toward the top. But they've kind of contained that group over there. There was another set of protesters here on the House side steps. And, Eddie, let's go forward here a little bit.
All right, hold on a minute, Brian. The president-elect.
Oh, here comes Joe Biden.
Convenience.
All right, here we go.
But I'm sorry for the reason. I've delayed coming out to speak to you. I initially was going to talk about the economy.
Oy.
But all of you have been watching what I've been watching.
Yeah, we have.
At this hour, our democracy is under an unprecedented assault.
From Donald Trump.
Unlike anything we've seen in modern times.
From the sitting president.
An assault on the citadel of liberty, the capital
itself. An assault on the people's representatives and the Capitol Hill police sworn to protect them. And the public servants who work at the heart of our republic. An assault on the rule of law like few times we've ever seen it.
You think?
An assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business. Let me be very clear. The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America, do not represent who we are. What we're seeing are a small number of extremists dedicated to lawlessness. This is not dissent. It's disorder. It's chaos. It borders on sedition. And it must end now. I call on this mob to pull back and allow the work of democracy to go forward. You've heard me say before in different contexts, the words of a president matter, no matter how good or bad that president is. At their best, the words of a president can inspire. At their worst, they can incite. And therefore, I call on President Trump to go on national television now to fulfill his oath and defend the Constitution and demand an end to this siege, to storm the Capitol, to smash windows,
unbelievable,
to occupy offices, the floor of the United States Senate, rummaging through desks, on the Capitol, on the House of Representatives, threatening the safety of duly elected officials. It's not protest. It's insurrection. The world's watching.
Call for Trump to
like
be arrested.
So many other Americans.
Call for Donald Trump to be arrested, Joe. Come on.
So long, the beacon of light and hope for democracy has come to such a dark moment. Through war and strife, America's endured much. And we will endure here, and we will prevail again, and we'll prevail now. The work of the moment and the work of the next 4 years must be the restoration of democracy, of decency, honor, respect, the rule of law. Just plain, simple decency.
Start with arresting Donald Trump.
The politics. It's about solving problems, looking out for one another, not stoking the flames of hate and chaos. As I said, America's about honor, decency, respect.
Maybe we
tolerance.
Used to be. Not anymore.
That's who we are.
Not anymore.
That's who we've always been.
No, it isn't. It's who some of us are.
The certification, the Electoral
Those
College
people
vote
are not.
It's supposed to be a sacred ritual to reaffirm. Purpose is to affirm the majesty of American democracy. But today's reminder, a painful one, that democracy is fragile, and to preserve it requires people of goodwill, leaders of the courage to stand up, who are devoted not to the pursuit of power, or the personal interest pursuits of their own selfish interest at any cost, but of the common good. Think what our children watching television is thinking. Think what the rest of the world is looking at. For nearly 2.5 centuries, we, the people, in search of a more perfect union, have kept our eyes on that common good.
All right, this is getting a
America's
bit much now.
So much better than what
no,
we're
we
today.
Are not. This is America today. This is
watching
where we've come.
From the Capitol,
this is where we are.
I was reminded as I prepared other speeches in the past, I was reminded of the words of Abraham Lincoln in his annual message to Congress, whose work has today been interrupted by chaos. Here's what Lincoln said. He said, we shall nobly save or merely lose the last best hope on earth. Went on to say, the way is plain, peaceful, generous, just.
Not describing America today.
Which, if followed, the world will forever applaud. And God must forever bless.
World is not applauding us anymore.
Way is plain here
anymore.
Too.
Probably not in my lifetime.
It's the way of democracy, of respect, of decency, of honor, and commitment as patriots to this nation. Notwithstanding what I saw today and we're seeing today, I remain optimistic about the incredible opportunities. There has never been anything we can't do when we do it together. And this God-awful display today is bringing home to every Republican and Democrat and Independent in the nation that we must step up.
Do something then.
United States of America.
Call for Trump to be arrested.
There's never, ever been a thing we've tried to do that we've done it together. We've not been able to do it.
Okay, Joe, this is platitude time. Enough. How about something
President Trump,
concrete?
Step up.
Right.
May God bless America.
That's it.
May God protect our troops and all those folks at the Capitol.
Unbelievable.
We're trying to preserve order.
All right.
Thank you, and I'm sorry to have kept you waiting.
I could have used a little more forceful president-elect.
Are you concerned about president-elect Joe Biden in Wilmington, Delaware. He will become the 46th president.
That was not enough.
From today,
I don't need the criticism from the gallery of, you know, Joe Biden said he's going to look forward. He didn't say that. He said he's going to leave it up to his attorney general, who today, by the way, he announced Merrick Garland.
I do think, Abby, as you noted when Biden said that probably will make Trump even less likely to do it, even though, of course, it is the right thing.
Yeah, I was all the way in.
To do the right thing in this moment. And as
yeah, Trump's not going to do the right thing. He doesn't know what the right thing is. They should invoke the 25th Amendment right now, pull him the fuck out of the White House, and let Joe Biden go in there so at least someone will be in charge.
The people who are in the Capitol right now are his supporters. They are doing this in his name. And if there is one thing that President Trump doesn't want to do, it is to condemn people who love him.
And Diane Russell in the chat room asks, who would arrest him, Nicole? Who would be able to do that? Schumer? No, not Schumer. Police. Somebody should be able to arrest this man for treason. He is inciting the overthrowing of the government.
The members of Congress who were at some point in that building, who were standing up and backing up this ridiculous coup attempt, will have a moment of reckoning for themselves and think about what the consequences are of humoring this kind of misinformation and these kinds of lies. That might be the really important question as we move forward, because at some point Congress has to reconvene and finish the work that they started this morning so that the country can move forward.
I can't believe these pictures
we're
seeing.
I think one other point we need to make here is this didn't just happen, right? These aren't just people who decided to take matters into their own hands. They were encouraged to do so.
They
today,
were.
Today, at
yes.
the rally that President Trump spoke at, Rudy Giuliani, his whatever he is, attorney, said that they would engage in trial by combat. Trial by combat was the term he used. Donald Trump Jr. said about Republicans who were not going to. We're going to go to Ramani Raju right now.
Then arrest them.
Evacuated
arrest
from Capitol
them
Hill.
Now.
Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, flipping the news from where we were in our office, the news from the Senate side of the Capitol. We're being taken to an undisclosed location here in the building. As I'm walking through the Capitol, dozens and dozens of police officers in riot gear, wearing gas masks, And I can tell you, it smells like the tear gas that came off in this building. It has a smell in this building. As I'm walking through the tunnels here, there's debris everywhere. The rioters clearly have gone hard. We're going to hard. Oh, sorry. These rioters have clearly gone, breached all elements of this building. You're seeing debris, trash, all in the elevators, posts knocked down, this is clearly a sign of how they have gone into all parts of this building. But as I can tell you, walking through here, none of these rioters I've seen as we're walking through. The Capitol Police has struggled, but they have clearly ensured that some areas of this building are secure as they have gotten a hold, trying to get a hold of this situation. And they're escorting a bunch of us to an undisclosed location to ensure that as they try to get a hold of these protesters and arrest them, these rioters, trespassers, get them out of this building and trying to make sure that all these locations in the Capitol.
And CBS News called the other race in Georgia while Biden was speaking for John Ossoff. CBS News projects John Ossoff wins his Senate runoff race. With Ossoff's win, CBS News projects Democrats win control of the Senate. Okay, Democrats, take over and do something!
This morning at that rally called for trial by combat, Donald Trump Jr. said to members of Congress who were not going to join this deranged attempt at a bloodless coup, well, now it's not bloodless anymore,
no.
Said, quote, "We're coming for you, and we're going to have a good time doing it. I suggest you choose wisely." Now,
oh,
I'm sure
God.
That Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump Jr. will say that they were merely speaking figuratively, or they were talking about engaging in political combat. Maybe they were, maybe they were not. I think it's pretty clear that a lot of people took a different message from the rally in general.
Because these are people who have been completely fired up. I mean, there was a tinderbox. They were sitting in front of a tinderbox. And with those comments, they lit a match, and then they lit another match, and then they lit another one, and then they just threw it on. And they're not, Rudy Giuliani is not a dumb person. They know what they have in front of them. They know what they have created, fomented for all of these months. They're very well aware of it. The irony is so rich. It's frankly disgusting that this is a campaign that at one point veered into the law and order messaging. We're the law and order campaign. I'm going to be the law and order president. That's the opposite of law and order. And I'm also thinking, Jake, I think you were up on Capitol Hill around 9/11. Were you?
Yeah,
absolutely.
And
so, and I was too. And this is very, very different in a million ways. The way it is not is the fear. I remember being where Manu is and having to walk, you know, having to run and having to be told by people who are there to protect you that they can't protect you, that they're not equipped for it because something that they didn't expect. Now,
they should have expected this.
At least to some degree. But it is a frightening thing when that happens, when you are in the belly and the symbol and the center of our democratic institution, the United States Capitol, and that happens. And that has happened, and it continues to happen. And you have the people who are elected by Americans all over this country just a couple of months ago in that Capitol in undisclosed locations because it is not safe for them to go out. And I will just say one little glimmer of hope. I was told that there are some top House members in an undisclosed location together, Republicans and Democrats together. And I was told that Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic conference chair, Liz Cheney, the Republican conference chair, jointly said to these members who are gathered there, they had a defiant message saying, "We're not going to let them stop us. We're going to get back out there as soon as it's..."
Oh, my God. All right. I'm interrupting Dana Bash because Donald Trump has released a recorded message. I will not play the recorded message for you, but I will read to you from Aaron Rupar, who works for Vox, from his Twitter stream where he posted the message. And he, it was a message to his minions, his sycophants, his cult members who listened to him and showed up in D.C. today to overthrow the government. And what he said is, it says, wow, Trump's new tape message to the violent mob of his supporters reiterates his lie that, quote, we had an election stolen from us. No, you didn't. This was a fraudulent election. No, it wasn't. And then he calls for them to, quote, go home and peace. What? I guess this is it.
From us.
No, it wasn't.
A landslide election.
Oh, fuck you.
Everyone knows it. Especially the other side.
No!
But you have to go home now.
Bullshit.
We have to have peace.
Oh, fuck you.
We have to have law and order.
Arrest that man!
People in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt.
Oh, my God.
It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us.
Oh, my God.
From me, from you, from our country.
I'm sorry. I can't... He lies about every fucking thing. If this was my kid, I'd beat him. And the news media is repeating this shit? Deep breath. I should bring in my paint set and do something to calm myself down. I cannot believe this. Okay, now
because
I can turn
President
it back
Trump
up.
On the tape says to his supporters who are right now conducting an armed insurrection on
oh
the U.S.
God.
Capitol, he tells them to go home. But I also want to note that in that video, he lies
Thank
about
you.
The election being stolen.
Thank you.
And pours more fuel on the fire.
Yes,
he
did.
Continues his shameful behavior of lying to his supporters about what happened. It is absolutely disgraceful. I hope they listen to the part in which he said for them to go home. But to be completely frank... there were mixed messages
you think?
In that video.
You think?
And I feel ambivalent about the fact that we even aired it, to be honest, although I certainly understand
you shouldn't have.
The idea that we did. But the idea
well,
that the
I,
president
I didn't.
Is not even capable of saying, please go home. He continues to lie to his supporters.
About everything.
And what I wanted to say before, Abby, is I want people to remember how they feel watching these images of the United States Capitol being taken over. And this these clear acts of sedition and violence and terrorism by Trump supporters, because there's going to be an attempt to whitewash and pretend this didn't
you
happen.
Think or to blame they're going to blame Antifa to watch that, it was Antifa they were out they were the ones with the guns.
Now we have to ask the question, is President Trump capable of leading this country
no.
even for the next
no.
13
25th
days?
Amendment him
he is
now
inciting violence against the government itself, lawlessness, vandalism, and he's also completely MIA.
You think?
In terms of his principal job, which is to keep this country safe, to protect Americans. Let's not even talk about the fact that we're still in the middle of a pandemic. We haven't talked about that today.
Yesterday, the right. deadliest day of the pandemic so far.
This is a president who is not paying attention to the job and is focused on just one thing.
No,
which is
because
his own
he wants
sense
the job.
Of grievance.
Let's hear
that
what
video
was
let's a
hear
disgrace.
What MSNBC is saying now. Do we have audio?
Watching, but I think as Rachel said, it represents the culmination of years of lies and incitement by a party that's now increasingly out of power.
Well, thanks for having me. Where do I begin?
Oh, this is Jay Johnson, who was the former director of Homeland Security under Obama.
As a former security official, as a former secretary of Homeland Security, and as an American, I'm shocked and horrified by what I'm watching right now on television. First Amendment activity, peaceful demonstrations, protests.
And this is what happens when I try to stream MSNBC. Their thing always freezes, so I go back to CNN. So Jay Johnston is saying it's shameful.
What is yes. Senator Hawley okay. or Senator Cruz going to say well, when Vladimir Putin says it's interesting that you're faulting us for this because you yourself objected to an election mm-hmm. and you yourself helped inspire an armed insurrection on Capitol Hill?
Yep,
you're exactly right. And the notion of consistency and clarity of message and purpose is unfortunately so far behind us. With these issues. And we just have to say over and over again, because what we just heard from the president was so, aside from the fact that he said go home, which was the appropriate thing to say, He said that the election was stolen from us. No, that is what you're seeing on Capitol Hill right now.
Exactly.
What you're seeing on Capitol Hill right now are people, to quote you, Abby, in his name, going to the Capitol, trying to steal the election for Donald Trump. The
All right. So they're repeating themselves over and over again. There's nothing new here. The news that broke while this is going on, while these people are attempting to overthrow the government of the United States of America. I can't believe I'm saying these words. What happened is that Georgia called, or not Georgia, CBS News called the second Senate runoff race that was held yesterday for John Ossoff. What this means is Mitch McConnell is no longer Senate Majority Leader. He is now Senate Minority Leader. Put that in your Grim Reaper and smoke it, turtle. So things will, bills that the Democrats pass in the House will get brought up for a vote in the Senate. We have a couple of really bad, Democratic senators, or I should say senators with D's next to their names. We need to hold them accountable. But we also need to clean house of the people who are responsible for this. Jason Leopold just tweeted, new from the D.C. National Guard office. D.C. Guard, quote, has been mobilized. Acting Secretary Miller has been in contact with congressional leadership, and Secretary McCarthy has been working with the D.C. government. The law enforcement response will be led by the Department of Justice. Well, where the fuck have they been? Where have they been? Someone else, breaking. The entire D.C. National Guard will be activated today. Where are they? Putting about 1,100 guardsmen on duty tonight, defense official tells me, comes after breach of Capitol by pro-Trump protesters. They weren't protesters. They're terrorists, number one. If they were black, many of them would be laying dead on the ground right now. So get your fucking priorities straight, law enforcement, and do your goddamn jobs. I'm just, in case you couldn't tell, I'm a little stressed right now.
That should not be the case, but that is what we are dealing with right now.
Mo Brooks, who was the man behind this, because he was the first one to say, I'm going to object to the certification of the Electoral College. Mo Brooks tweeted, Congressman Safe, as far as I know, as a strong supporter of rule of law, I hope everyone who illegally breached Capitol is prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Quite frankly, I'm surprised by the constraint of the Capitol Police. So am I! Senseless, achieves nothing productive. And yet, he incited it. He and Donald Trump and Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz
horrendous news that's going on here in Washington, something that none of us ever expected we would see in the nation's capital. I just want to make it official right now. CNN can now project that the Democrats will be the majority in the U.S. Senate. John Ossoff, the Democratic candidate in Georgia, he is defeated.
Yes.
David Perdue, the Republican candidate. Earlier, we projected that the Democrat Raphael Warnock will beat Kelly Loeffler, the Republican candidate. So it's 50-50 in the new U.S. Senate. But the new vice president of the United States, Kamala Harris, she will be, according to the Constitution, the president of the Senate.
Will.
So she will break the ties. So the Democrats will be in the majority. The Republicans will be in the minority. Anderson, this is important, but let's get back to this explosive situation that's developing here in the nation's capital. As I keep saying, something I never thought I would see.
Yeah, we started out this day saying that it is going to be historic, and it certainly is in a whole bunch of different ways. Obviously, Georgia turning blue is one of them.
Yes, Georgia turning blue. Georgia, we love you.
Where there are still insurrectionists, treasonous people on the grounds of the Capitol, high-fiving each other, as you see there, just wandering around. Police are trying to maintain order, trying to get control back of the building and its grounds. David Axelrod, we heard from President-elect Biden saying, President Trump, stand up, speak out. president did release a video that was frankly shameful.
Not exactly.
It's disgusting.
What Biden had in mind, I think.
Disgusting.
I mean, how do you see this day?
Well, you know, first of all,
this
let
me David say, Axelrod speaking for anyone who's just listening
Biden's
to the
remarks.
Audio.
It underscores what we've seen since the election, because basically Donald Trump has resigned the presidency as of his election. He's just been working on this project of persuading
You'd
people
think?
That the election was stolen from him, as we've dealt with a pandemic, a cyber attack from Russia, and many other problems.
He's been running a grift while people are
Josh Hawley has blood on his hands.
In each instance, Biden has stood up and played the role that people expect a president to play, and he did it again today and said the things that you would expect a president of the United States to say. As for the president's video, Dana was exactly right. I mean, there
disgusting.
Was a perfunctory
Absolutely
message, which
disgusting.
Is go home, let's not play into their hands. But as he called these treasonous folks.
Mary Trump just tweeted, why are these fucking traitors not being held at gunpoint, handcuffed and arrested? Really, really good question, Mary. Really good question.
That is the jet fuel that is propelling.
Oh, great. Reports of an explosive device was found on Capitol grounds. This is terrorism.
Can I just say, we're watching these images of people, you know, some of them leaving the Capitol grounds, wandering back, high-fiving each other, smiling, quite pleased with themselves for what they have done today.
This.
And it's truly just outrageous and pathetic. Each of these people should be shamed for what they have done today. We should look at their faces, and if I was standing on that street, look at them. They're high-fiving each other
Unbelievable.
For this deplorable display of
And Twitter disabled posting on and retweeting that video, apparently, allegedly, but they haven't suspended his account yet.
You know, to the Olive
He's inciting a riot. He's incited insurrection and a coup.
They're
and they're still letting him spew his lies. I'm just beyond.
And they stood up for nothing other than mayhem. And a man who is, you know, in the despicable waning days of a failed presidency.
Where are the arrests? This is what I want to know.
Yeah, exactly. Where are the paddy wagons? They should be loading every last one of them up.
Dressed up as the revolutionary. There's nothing revolutionary about him.
Nothing. Nothing. But where are the arrests? These are people who are
really
breaking the law.
Again, if they were Black Lives Matters protesters, they'd all be arrested, and most of them would be injured by now.
The president of the United States spoke about not at all. Didn't talk about the Capitol, didn't talk about the importance of the Capitol. He certainly wasn't going to talk about the importance of what was going on in the Capitol.
Nope.
Because it was certifying Joe Biden's election and not his election.
Unbelievable.
And it was so stunning to me that the president, in his little speech, first of all, by the way, did not give it from inside the White House, not from a podium
nope.
inside the White House.
Nope.
David Axelrod, you know a lot about
nope.
this.
Nope, he just shot a video.
About the optics of this. Not from a podium with a presidential seal, but rather from the garden somewhere.
He stood at one podium today, and that was at,
and that was at
the rally of these people.
Right. Stood outside
oh
the
God.
White House. I don't, and then just did a little Twitter thing after Joe Biden said to him, you better go out there and do this.
How is it possible?
And then he said, we love you.
How is it possible that the police, the Capitol Police, the
possible?
Department of Homeland Security. I know the head of the Department of Homeland Security is on some sort of farewell tour in the Middle East, I believe, right now, Chad yeah. Wolf. But
because that's where he belongs.
How is it possible that all of these law enforcement organizations who, I mean, I got to say again, and Van raised this point earlier, when it was Black Lives Matter, they had people in riot gear ringing the Capitol, you know, as if it was going to be stormed when it wasn't. Today, when it was clear, the president himself was encouraging people to march on the Capitol. It's just officers not even in riot gear.
Yeah, look, I think that double standard is something that's driving a lot of people nuts. But let's just take a step back. We don't know what we're looking at yet.
Oh, come on. Shut up, Van Jones. I'm sorry. I'm just sick of Van Jones, who makes excuses for these cretins every single time. Sorry, I'm just turning him off. I cannot... Can't abide by that. So, and MSNBC. Oh, here we go. All right, they're back on with something. Let's see what they're saying.
Tonight, And I think the country's got to make a decision.
Shut up, Van Jones. We're going to go to
pro-Trump MSNBC. Violent gatherings in Washington since the election. Not sure. What
oh, they've called in the big guns. Rachel Maddow's there.
When nightfall, whatever's going on during the day, when night falls is when, in some cases, literally the knives come out, and when Trump supporters have proven themselves to be more than capable of mass and fast-moving violence. And so as it gets dark at the Capitol steps, we don't know if there's still protesters inside the offices of members of Congress, if they're still looting and vandalizing. We've seen pictures of them literally carting off pieces of furniture and podiums and things from inside offices and the public spaces within the Capitol. We don't know how well they have done in terms of reclaiming the inside of the Capitol, let alone the outside. But as it gets dark, I don't think there's any reason to expect this to get better.
God, we are so screwed.
I want to bring in Garrett Hake, who covers Congress for us. Garrett, first of all, start with your location, and can you shed any light on what we're watching near the riser for?
Uh-oh. And again, see, it happens every time I put on MSNBC. They freeze. They have the worst streaming anywhere. I guess I'll go back to CNN. Oh, God.
Or the
inauguration sorry, not Rick Santorum. Not
that is
do
either smoke or a dispersant.
Brian, I'm in the Russell Senate office building. A lot of reporters have been essentially locked in place here today. While we've been watching this happen, the doors are literally chained shut to this building as everyone kind of shelters in place. I can't speak to the smoke specifically, but you are looking at the west front of the Capitol there. I think closer to the Senate side where you're seeing those rioters continue to gather. You also are seeing yellow jacketed MPD, that's the Metropolitan Police Department of Washington, D.C., and Capitol Police, starting to clear that space. I can tell you over the last hour or so, the entire alphabet soup of local and federal and adjoining state law enforcement agencies have begun to arrive here. The state of Virginia sent state troopers in their National Guard. The state of Maryland is sending their state troopers. The streets outside the Capitol, Constitution Avenue in particular, where I am, completely clogged with law enforcement vehicles. So, while it doesn't look like it from these pictures, you're getting a sense that some order is starting to get restored. And I can also tell you this. I've been talking to a bunch of different lawmakers who are in their secure locations around the Capitol who are telling me there's a bipartisan agreement that they're going to finish this electoral vote count tonight before they go
really?
Home. These
How?
Folks are angry. They do not want to see their work disrupted by the mob. And to Jay Johnson's comment from earlier, there's nothing that says they have to be in the House and Senate chambers to do this work. There are, for contingency reasons, for terrorism reasons, for reasons just like this, several other rooms in the greater Capitol complex that are large enough and secure enough where the House and Senate could theoretically meet to continue this work if they choose to do so. And some of those conversations are going on now about how can they do this without waiting for a sweep, without waiting till tomorrow.
Well, that's the question.
Allowing the mob to sort of win the day by delaying this process any further than absolutely necessary.
Well, Gara, thank you for that. And Rachel and Nicole, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on
Brian.
Might be the responsibility of
trying to add some
Hawley
levity to the proceedings.
Cruz as co-matchlighters for this. There's a
all of them.
Picture of Josh
they
Hawley
should all
that whether
Hawley,
he likes it or
Cruz,
not is going to come to
lock them all up.
His role in this prior to the violent riots starting, he's pictured raising his fist outside the U.S. Capitol. This is the senator from Missouri, the Republican senator from Missouri, who was the first one really to lend credence to this movement.
Horrible.
So what do you think their responsibility is? Because the Senate, big on symbolism, now wants to be seen as bravely going on about its business this evening.
Nicole, I'm going to let you respond to this at length. I will just say briefly, my first question is whether or not Senators Hawley and Cruz are going to resume their objections to the counting of the electoral votes when
they will.
The House and the Senate do reconvene to do this. I mean, the president and his supporters have succeeded in delaying the certification of the election result, delaying the ascension to power of the president's successor. When they reconvene and they start recertifying those votes again tonight, are Hawley and Cruz going to go ahead with this and keep keep stoking this grievance that this election somehow wasn't right and Donald Trump should still be in office and these people are on the right side of this? I mean, that's the first thing they're going to have to decide. I don't have any faith that they'll decide to stand down.
I mean, let me just add to that. Hawley and Cruz don't have any principles among the two of them, so their decision and they weren't objecting to the results. They were seeking to overthrow the result of a Democratic election. It's called a coup. That's what they were doing. They got 12 Senate Republicans to go along with that attempt. Tom Cotton made a totally different calculation. And these are three members of the Republican primary for president in 2024. Yep. Tom Cotton, very, very politically ambitious. He backed Donald Trump's insurrection but was against the Hawley Cruz coup. So it's an interesting lot, the whole bunch of them. But I think the fact that Tom Cotton ended up on the other side of this, that the two Democratic candidates in the runoffs in Georgia prevailed, that Donald Trump is now holed up sending out videos that we really haven't seen him do on days like this since he was hospitalized with COVID, that the vice president and the speaker are still, as far as we know, at the Capitol, but we haven't seen them or heard from them. And police, law enforcement, and the military do not have control of the United States.
Nobody
Senate.
Does.
So I dare Ted Cruz and Mr. Hawley to go on with their shenanigans. I mean, what they were doing was trying to overthrow an election that was vetted, that was investigated, that was counted, that was recounted. So if they have the audacity to go ahead and do that today, I think it's a stain that'll be on them for the rest of their, not just their careers, but their lives. I want to bring into our conversation John Brennan, former CIA director, NBC News senior national security analyst, former Homeland Security secretary too, right, Director Brennan?
No, I was President Obama's assistant advisor for Homeland Security at the White House.
So with that head on, someone who counseled the president on all matters of Homeland Security and is someone who oversaw the country's intelligence agencies, what do you make of this scene today? How does this de-escalate?
Good question. Arrest the president.
I need to try to keep my anger in check, because when I'm watching this footage of the desecration of our nation's capital, the global symbol of our great republic, and it's happening because an individual in the White House who has the title of President of the United States but has never fulfilled those responsibilities is the one who actually has encouraged and incited this.
It is Ilhan Omar just tweeted, "I am drawing up articles of impeachment. Donald J. Trump should be impeached by the House of Representatives and removed from office by the United States Senate. We can't allow him to remain in office. It's a matter of preserving our republic, and we need to fulfill our oath." Thank you, Ilhan Omar. Ayanna Presley tweeted, "Donald J. Trump should immediately be impeached by the House of Representatives and removed from office by the U.S. Senate as soon as Congress reconvenes. This is dangerous and unacceptable." UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson weighed in on the riot at the U.S. Capitol, calling it disgraceful. Oh, he tweeted, "Disgraceful scene in U.S. Congress. The United States stands for democracy around the world, and it is now vital that there should be a peaceful and orderly transfer of power." Boris Johnson is lecturing us on how to behave. That's how far we've fallen. Thank you, Donald Trump.
And also to those individuals in Congress who have enabled and abetted his efforts to try to undermine our democratic system of government.
Director Brennan, Chris Krebs tweeted that he's been trying to combat the disinformation himself that Donald Trump has been pumping into the information ecosystem that obviously all of his supporters drink from. And I wonder what you think about that broader question. We first started talking to you on all of our programs about Russian disinformation. It would seem now, looking at these images on our screen, the gravest threat is domestic disinformation, Donald Trump's disinformation.
We've known that.
I think we all have a responsibility to try to prevent disinformation from getting into the nation's bloodstream. Individuals, in terms of not deceiving and lying others.
An explosive device was found at the RNC, and detonated safely.
On their members. Yes, I understand partisanship and hyperbole, but there have been mischaracterizations, misrepresentations of the facts, which are then enabled by newscasts and individuals and other networks that try to continue to stoke these fires, which are leading to this insurrection and sedition that we're seeing today. So I do think that this is a moment that we're going to have to look back upon and see what we can do individually, collectively, organizationally, and politically, what we can do to counter this cancer of disinformation that has taken hold in our country today.
Tricia Brennan, we're going to ask you to stay with us for our ongoing coverage of the events in Washington today. I'm going to turn things over to my colleague, Rachel Maddow.
Thank you, Nicole. I want to bring into our conversation now Democratic Congressman Jason Crow of Colorado. I have to tell you, he's at an undisclosed location with other members of Congress. But
you think?
Congressman Crow brings a unique perspective to this. He's a U.S. Army Ranger, a veteran of the 82nd Airborne, served three tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. Probably isn't used to thinking about those skills in relation to his day job as a member of Congress now, but these are unparalleled times. Congressman Crow, thank you so much for making time.
Hi, Rachel.
Can you just tell us what your experience has been today? I know we don't know where you are calling us from, and you're not going to tell us that location. But other than that, can you tell us what has happened to you today and what you've seen?
Yeah, I was in the House gallery watching the proceedings. When we were kind of tracking on our phones, watching what was happening outside the Capitol, when we saw that rioters had broken through the outer cordon and barricades. Shortly after that, they evacuated the leadership and then started an evacuation of House members. What happened, though, is the rioters made it into the Capitol and cut off our access routes. So Capitol Police weren't able to actually evacuate us, so they barricaded us within the House floor. They locked the doors and actually started to pile furniture up against the doors and windows and pulled their guns out. So there was about a group of about 15 or 20 members who were trapped in there as we were surrounded by rioters who were trying to ram and break down the doors and break through the glass. The police had their guns pulled and were preparing to use them. Fortunately, they were
Why
able to
haven't
clear a path
they?
For us. And,
again, if this was Black Lives Matter, if this was Antifa, people would be down. They treat these pieces of shit with kid gloves, and it's not okay. They're terrorists.
Violence, given what was being incited for this gathering today in Washington, D.C. Was this a catch-as-catch-can sort of ad-lib plan to try to protect you on the fly, or did it seem like some contingency was actually put into action?
Well, I can just say that the Capitol Police did an incredible job. They were extreme professionals. I'm somebody who's been in situations like this, so I know when somebody's doing what they should be doing, and they were. They were ready to put it on the line for us and protect us, and they did, and they continue to do that as we speak right now. There is a larger question in my mind about how it got to this point and why there weren't thousands of National Guard troops and even active duty military from the old guard that is garrisoned just down the street. Ready for this and already deployed because I was thinking that there were going to be riots today.
You were thinking that, huh?
Of Trump supporters being incited to violence by both the president and his supporters. I knew that there was risk of this. So there are some very serious questions in my mind as to why there weren't more preparations broadly to prevent that outer security perimeter from being breached.
Do you know, Congressman, if the interior of the U.S. Capitol is now secure, if there is enough law enforcement present there that they've been able to put a stop to the looting and vandalism and free roaming of potentially armed protesters that we've been watching over the last few hours?
It's my understanding that it is not yet secure, that they have federal law enforcement.
Of course it's not secure. Who knows what they planted in there?
Doing a sweep of the Capitol, but they have not finished it, and there are still rioters. In the Capitol. But I can tell you this, we will return. We are all resolved to do that. They will clear the Capitol.
And so will they.
Hopefully today, we will return. We will do the business of the people.
Michael Beschloss, presidential historian, just tweeted, "We are now witnessing a primal threat to our democracy. Constitutional remedies may include 25th Amendment and impeachment and removal of the president. What are they waiting for?"
Security personnel who are advising you what to do, telling you where to go, keeping you apprised of the security situation, or are you sort of handling this yourselves?
No, I'm not going to speak specifically as to the arrangements, but I've been very impressed with the Capitol Police and the way that they are handling this. They have
the Capitol Police were complicit, and there were pictures of some of them taking selfies with these terrorists.
A tremendous amount of recognition for that work.
One of the things.
No,
that has been
I'm sorry. They deserve no recognition. They deserve recognition for fucking it up and not doing their job.
David Ignatius is to be believed. was the worry at the highest levels of the Pentagon that the president might use violence or the threat of violence on this day in this context to try to use the U.S. military to his own advantage rather than to try to use the military to contain or put down this sort of violence and the insurrection that we have seen. I wanted to, again, yourself as a combat veteran and somebody who's served in Iraq and Afghanistan and who's seen these things from a very different perspective, given what you just said about your surprise that there weren't forces, including active duty forces, deployed and ready to go in the event that something like this happened, what do you feel about that potential?
Well, I didn't have a concern that the military would be used. The former defense secretaries that came out a couple of days ago and made their statement, and I know, you know, a lot of the senior commanders of the military very well. I never thought that they would allow themselves to be used in this way. That doesn't mean that President Trump wouldn't try. I believe that he would try because the president is a violent man.
Yeah.
He's not a well man. He is somebody who is capable only of thinking about himself, nothing else, and nobody else. So he is capable of everything. Now, the larger story at this point isn't President Trump, because we know really well who he is. He's made it really clear.
So get him out of there.
Who he is. The larger story at this point is the story of his enablers, those people who should know better, whether they're members of Congress, whether they're senior administration officials, his inner circle, they should know better. And they bear a lot of blame here.
Congressman Carl, I'm going to ask you one last question before we let you go, which is just for Americans who are watching this at home right now, who are unnerved by the fact that you're in a secure, undisclosed location while we're talking to you, and unnerved by these images that we're seeing. What do you have to say to people watching this at home wondering how this will end?
Yeah, well, the message is clear that our country is strong. We will endure. We've been through crisis. And the reason I'm talking to you right now is to deliver that message that you know, the vast majority of the American people, the vast majority are great, honorable.
All right, enough of that. Jim Acosta from CNN tweeted, a source close to the White House who is in touch with some of the rioters at the Capitol said it is the goal of those involved to stay inside the Capitol through the night. Really? I'm just perplexed. Because as a nation, we have our priorities back-asswards. This is ridiculous. And now a lot of people are tweeting back at those responsible. Someone, Colin Yerbes, writes, this is on you, Congressman Gosar, Andy Biggs, and Debbie Lesko. You've goaded them on. You've pushed them. You've caused this. This is all your fault. Fuck you all. There are a lot of them. Somebody else tweeted, Thomas Friedman. Okay. So now the Republicans who are also complicit in this because they allowed Donald Trump to happen. The Republican Party should never have been so irresponsible to let a madman, imbecile like him, a con man, get into the Oval Office. How did they let that happen? So Thomas Friedman tweets again, McConnell needs to lead a delegation of Republican leaders to the White House to tell Trump that he has to resign immediately or they will join with the Democrats and impeach him. Otherwise, fellow Americans, what you saw today will be normalized. Hate to agree with Thomas Friedman, but I do. And then there's this. So Trump delayed the Pentagon sending the National Guard while coupists took over the Capitol and the Department of Defense assented for hours is what things seem like. Again, you know, I don't know if it's malfeasance on the part of the people who should know better or sabotage by this president because he wants a coup to happen.
In the balcony, you probably couldn't have foreseen the calls that are going on back and forth in some cases between sitting members of Congress and General Mark Milley, the sitting chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. In your view, since the Pentagon has been invoked,
there are a lot of calls I'm seeing from people of power, from all walks of life, calling for them to invoke the 25th Amendment.
What should the role of the Pentagon be on a night?
And that's up to Mike Pence. He's the only one who could do it at this point.
Well, as you saw, 10 of 10 of the former secretaries of defense, including myself, wanted to make very clear that there is no role for the military in terms of deciding an election outcome. We were very concerned that the kind of-
And I heard there were reports that tear gas was fired, but I didn't see much of it. And I've seen a lot of it at peaceful protests where people peacefully exercising their constitutional right of protest have been assaulted by so-called law enforcement. This is opposite world. Nothing makes sense here. Nothing.
Congress will go back to the business of deciding who our next president should be. That is really the fundamental objective right now. Let's get back to the business of governing in our democracy.
What has to happen, in your view, between now
and who can do something
and our ability to say this is over and we're on a glide path toward a peaceful inauguration in a few days' time?
Well, first and foremost, order absolutely has to be restored at the Capitol. You've got to clear the Capitol. You've got to put a perimeter around the Capitol to make sure that this never happens again.
Hey, Leon, who's in charge?
Allow both the Senate
anybody?
And the House
Bueller?
To continue the business that they're required to do today in counting the electoral votes and announcing a new president. That is really the first priority.
Congresswoman Cori Bush of Ferguson, Missouri, yes, she was just sworn in on Sunday, tweeted, "I believe the Republican members of Congress who have incited this domestic terror attack through their attempts to overturn the election must face consequences. They have broken their sacred oath of office. I will be introducing a resolution calling for their expulsion." And she posted the resolution. And MSNBC froze again. All right. In just a moment, it is right now 4:59 Eastern time. This show usually begins at 5 Eastern. Obviously, I came on the air a little early today because we're under attack. The last time I felt this way, it was when we were under attack. It was on 9/11. Then we knew the enemy. We knew there was an enemy. This time, these are fellow citizens? Are you kidding me? Following orders from the so-called president. All right, now I've got a CNN picture up that says riot police moving Trump mob away from the Capitol. All right, since we're going to be joined by the Progressive Voices Network in a moment, let me give a moment of just music, and then I'll welcome them. I guess I should play the intro, huh? All right, we'll do this to welcome our friends from the Progressive Voices Network. Here we go.